So, this brings us to the end of the first section of the course, and I do hope that you're still with me, you haven't turned me off, you've not sent me a hate mail, given me 2-star reviews, slandered the intros and the extras. Come on people, we can all be better than this. We're a bunch of human beings, aren't we? All trying to make our way in life. None of us have bad intentions. So let's not judge each other for the intentions that we assume other people have. Because the one thing that you will be able to see, and the one thing that you can pull people up on, is their actions and their behaviours. But when it comes to intentions, unless you're a mind reader, unless you're some kind of mystical guru, you're never going to be able to evaluate or assess the intentions of other people, unless you engage into a trust-based relationship with them. Ask them, and then actively listen. So, this section is really just about getting some foundations down. In the next couple of sections, we really intend to build, where in the next section, it's going to be all about self-awareness. Remember that standard I shared with you in the 2 videos ago? This is just about you understanding yourself from the inside out. Because if you don't understand yourself from the inside out, well, how are you ever going to be able to understand anyone else? So leaders go first here, people. Now, attached to this video lecture in the additional materials section, I've actually included a graphically designed workbook that we've created for you, and it's called the Life Balance Questionnaire. Because if you think about it, then one of the greatest goals that we could have in life is balance, where we're not focused all on work or all on play or all on relationships. If you think about it, when our lives are heavily unbalanced, we can end up being all over the place and find ourselves in this place of emotional turmoil. So this is more about you reflecting upon yourself. There's 7 different sections where we're looking at the quality of your relationships, your career, your personal finances, your inner and emotional well-being, your degree of contribution back into the world, your routine responsibilities, and it's about you getting a bird's eye view of your whole life, just to evaluate and assess where it is that you are. Because if you know where you're at, then you're going to be able to identify for yourself the areas in which you need to invest more time moving forward to bring your life back into balance. So the Life Balance Questionnaire isn't necessarily going to give you any answers, but it is going to help you to become far more aware of you and where it is that you're at in life. So that brings us to the end of the section, hope you found it helpful, and in the next section, as I've already said, we're going to start looking at you so that you can understand yourself far more effectively from the inside out, in view of getting ourselves out there and understanding other people.